I just can't. Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay. So, what were we saying?
So, you can...
The infection screen, which we can do today. We can also offer you blood tests if you wanted while you're here today for things like HIV and syphilis.
Yeah, I'd rather have it done all together.
Yeah.
And then it's done with, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. And I'll need to go through your history in a second and just ask you various questions and things like that, if that's all right. And then... So, in terms of if you wanted to have a coil...
Yes.
The main thing to say would be that we'd need to find a time suitable in your cycle. So we just need to determine that, and we just book that in for you.
Yeah.
And that's it, really. Is that?
So fairly straightforward.
Yeah, it is fairly straightforward. There's a lot of chat about the procedure and things like
fine.
That, but actually,
yeah,
it is fairly straightforward, and in most people they go in absolutely fine, and most people really like them, have no problem. Do you think over what we've talked about? Do you think?
Yeah.
There's any sort of preference for you in terms of one with the hormone or one without?
Oh, I'm not really sure, but I'm sure somebody knows. I'll have to play Ask a Friend.
Ask a friend and have a think about it. Our point of view in terms of, I've talked about both of them and explained it to you, and, you know, you just have a think, but... I mean, basically, in terms of periods, if you wanted a chance of periods improving and becoming lighter or possibly stopping, then go for the one with hormones.
Yeah,
if you weren't bothered about your periods stopping and you didn't mind if they got a bit heavier or more painful, then the copper one is a good option. But that's the only thing, we can't take away the sort of chances of that happening with the copper coil. But the good thing about the copper is sometimes we can get one in that would last for 10 years, whereas the Myrina is 5. However, the Myrina is very slightly more effective than the copper coil.
I'd rather have a more effective one.
Yeah, very slightly more.
Mm.
And with both of them, obviously, there's always a failure rate with contraception methods. There's never 100%. But with the Myrina coil, it's much less than 1%. And if it did fail, the chance of the pregnancy being somewhere where it shouldn't, an ectopic pregnancy, would be higher. Think you were pregnant, then you need to tell someone straight away for a scan to find out where that pregnancy is. But I mean, it's really unusual that that event would happen, and your overall risk of having an ectopic is much, much lower than if you weren't on any contraception at all.
So the answer is, I'd want the one where you just said it's more effective.
Yeah, but with the hormone in.
Yeah.
That's no problem
fine.
At all.
So good to try and remember that, because I'll forget. You ask me again.
That's fine. Well, I'll tick it on the, because I fill in the sheet with you.
Yeah.
I'll tick that for you, just saying that, you know, you want to go for the hormone one, but, you know, when you come in, they'll just check with you that that's right, and you can always change your mind if you wanted to.
No, don't change your mind.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to fill in the sheet, so I'm just going to get it out of the drawer. Okay, so we'll email it to you, and I've mentioned some of it already, but it basically just says, chlamydia and gonorrhea testing, we recommend having that before. We're going to do that today. Contraception prior to fitting. It's important there's no risk of pregnancy at the time of your fitting. If you're currently using condoms or not using any method, you must abstain from sex from the next day of your period until your coil is fitted, okay? Or we can put you on a reliable method of contraception, such as contraception, like pill today, and then as long as we're sure that you're not pregnant, then we'd be able to fit it, okay? Painkillers, it tells you about taking 2 ibuprofen or 2 paracetamol about half an hour at least before your coil fitting, but we'd recommend ibuprofen would be better. And bleeding, you're going to experience some bleeding after the fitting and sometime after that. If you'd had a hormone one, we know it's going to be irregular. So we advise you bring some sanitary towels with you. For the first bit, for the first sort of week after, you need to use sanitary towels rather than tampons. Okay, and then we normally advise that you, it doesn't say on here, but you don't have any sex for a few days afterwards, at least 3 days. Okay, just because of the chance of infection. Okay, all right, but we'll email that to you anyway, and if we've got any other information as well, we'll do that. Okay, I just need to, you want to go on the pill as well today, do you? Just as a bridging method, that's fine. So the pill, you've got no history of high blood pressure, heart disease, clots, thinning of the bones, migraines, liver disease, breast cancer, unexplained bleeding, anyone in the family with heart disease, stroke, blood clots under the age of 45, so that's fine. So we should be able to give you the pill, that's fine. I just need to do your blood pressure if that's okay. Just to check it's safe for you.
When I'm having the manual.
That's fine.
What was the answer?
110 over 70.
110 over 70.
Yeah.
Well, finish the experience of being on the weird chair with legs in the air. And how would you describe that chair?
It's a couch with stirrups.
It was an experience.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've given you your depot in your right buttock. Okay. And the next injection would be due if you were going to use that only for contraception. Shall I turn it off for you?
Yes, thank you. So I've got
if you were going to use that only for contraception, then your next injection would be due on the 12th of September.
Thank you.
But obviously, if you have a coil fitted before then you won't need any more of those. No. So we're going to send you an email with your pre-fit advice for your coil insertion. Yeah. And I'm going to find out when we could fit it for you, all right, and give you a call, because I probably need to just get permission to be able to book off some of my slots on a Friday afternoon clinic, hopefully, if that would suit you.
If it means that I have to write somebody, I will, because...
Yeah, no, I think...
We'll I will probably, explain.
Yeah, no, I think we should be able to do that, there's no problem. I think we've told you most of the rest of it. If we can find any information about coils or whatever that we can send you... Mm. On you know by email, then that would be useful, wouldn't it? And we'll try and do that if we can.
Whatever, I can go and research.
Yeah, if we don't, then unfortunately, you might be able to. Maybe the FPA, the Family Planning Advice Association, might have some online resources or something.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I've never had to look into it.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Okay. So for now, we're sending off your blood test and the swab test that we've done. And the results with that, I mean, usually what happens with that is that we text the results, but do you
want
to email
them? No, you can text, I don't mind. Emails, text is fine.
Text is fine, yeah, okay, so to the number you've given us.
Yeah.
So we'll text you with the results and it should be
I'll
next
take it,
Thursday.
We can't do both.
Normally one or the other.
That's
so
fine, text
is fine. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, so next Thursday you should get the results of that, and if you didn't get a text, then you should try and chase us up, just to say, excuse me, I haven't got it. Yeah, exactly. You know, you could phone us. Otherwise.
So hang on, so what tests have we done?
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV and syphilis. Okay, so you've had the full screen today. All right.
Yes.
And then we'll be in touch about when we can do the coil fit for you.
This is a random question. I don't think I have with my behaviour, but what's the worst thing that you could have?
The worst thing that you could have, what, in terms of disease? Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, they're all different, aren't
they?
I mean, all of them are treatable, but obviously HIV is not treatable.
Yeah.
But it's not such a dreadful diagnosis nowadays, because people can be on medication and live a normal, healthy life with that medication. So that's not, you know, that's the thing that people think of as being the worst, just because it's one that's incurable, but we can manage it. So, but all the other things we can treat with medication, so...
What, like, as in antibiotics?
Antibiotics, yeah.
Or cream?
It's usually usually antibiotics.
What's
for those things.
The longest that they would take to heal? Is it
Well, chlamydia is usually done by the week after the treatment's finished. Gonorrhea, about the same. We always bring you back to check it's gone. Syphilis, that one can be a bit more tricky. It always shows in the blood, but it's actually treated from then on. And that's antibiotics, that's sometimes dose of antibiotics by injection, but that's very unlikely, I think. I think all of it's quite unlikely because you've been quite safe, haven't you?
But I always like the worst case.
Yeah, no, you've been
quite I always have to ask the worst questions, because that's just the way my mind works.
No, that's fine. Okay, so why don't I give you a call probably sometime next week just to let you know.
You might get voicemail, because I'm going to try and go back to work next week.
Okay.
I'll just sit and blow my
if I get a voicemail, I might just leave you a message.
Yeah.
Well, can I leave you the information saying
just leave it
when it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if it's not suitable, then you can just phone and discuss it with us.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, okay. As long as it's Friday. But if it's not a Friday, it's really not suitable, because I struggle to get time off work.
Yeah. No, well, I'll try and make it.
Oh, yeah. If it's not and it can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Right, okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Spot on. Yeah. So when did you say you've been doctor from? 2002?
Yes.
Spot on.
Quite a while
here since January.
Yeah,
here
since January.
So this morning was more than I thought I was going to have to go through, it was an experience. The doctor was superb. I've got the email address to email her manager to thank her, because she was a spot on doctor. Didn't feel one bit awkward, felt like it was a friend. Then we came home back on the, what was the number of bus, please?
213.
213, sorry, I've forgotten. 213 bus, which went to Sutton, is that right?
Did indeed.
We got obviously New Morden High Street, went to the Baker's, past Poundland and left, over one crossing, then found the Baker's and left, went to get the food for later, and then, which was a tuna for us both. And now back in. Anything else to say about the day? You've been patiently waiting around all day, haven't you?